this funk I'd fallen into was receding. Life was becoming much more interesting. And then...
Jack! I have arrived. I'm here. It is me, Dominique. Jack? Are you... Hello? Ah, there you are.
Dominique, what a pleasant surprise.
But you're not surprised. Claudine told you I was coming, yes?
She warned me.
I am so happy you asked me. I want a big hug, Jack.
Okay. Oh, my God. Have you been working out?
Of course. Look at my muscles.
You're skinnier than ever.
I don't eat.
I thought when people stopped smoking, they put on weight.
Who stopped smoking?
Wait a minute. You're still... Oh, great.
Quebecois women smoke. Puff, puff, puff.
No, they don't.
No? Oh.
Dominique, no smoking on this boat, please.
I smoke downwind.
Not on this boat.
Then what if I...
No.
Well, if I just...
No, no, no.
Are you finished?
No.
Then let me finish. I quit smoking.
You actually quit?
Aren't I wonderful?
Wonderful. Yeah.
Claudine said you are so bored, and my duty is to keep you from being so bored.
Claudine can be so helpful.
Show me around? Come on, come on, Jack. Jump, jump.
Okay, okay.
Good. Nice jump.
Oh, God.
There are places that are blessed. And then when outsiders hear about it and come pouring in, it goes away. It's gone. Sometimes it's as simple as, so you see nice little woods and you think, man, this is pretty and peaceful and magical. I think I can find happiness here. So you bulldoze out a bunch of trees and you build a house. But you're not getting through enough light. So you bulldoze out some more trees. And now the woods are gone. The magic's gone, and there you are, still looking for peace and happiness. Crazy world.
Oh, yeah, man.
I was at the Pelican's Pouch talking to Joseph. There's a patio out in the back. I noticed a little shrine made out of lots of different seashells. You know, Joseph, I saw your offerings out there. Are you feeding Aloha?
Not Aloha.
It looks like an offering.
Yes, it is for the ones who you do not see.
Are they gods?
No more gods than you are me. Are you a god, man?
I wish I were.
I help your wish come true. Here is my offering. A free beer.
I always figured some of those gods were freeloaders. Thanks.
No problem.
Do you have a name for them?
They are like us. And they are not like us.
But do you have a name for them?
Lakan Una. Those that bless us.
Those that bless us? It's interesting.
That little shrine set out on the patio. It was old, but it wasn't weathered. I think Joseph puts it out there when the islands come to visit.
Did you ask him?
I don't feel he wanted to say anything more.
Well, what were the offerings?
Some fried chicken, and rice, and lettuce, and flowers.
No teeth marks on the chicken?
I was tempted to leave some.
But if the gods never eat it, isn't that a waste of good food?
Not really.
Do they give it to the poor? It's the poor people who make offerings, is it not?
Well. In Bali, they make these incredibly elaborate offerings. Fruit stacked in pyramids, on platters balanced on the heads of Balinese women. It's quite a sight to see.
And what happens to the fruit? They put it on the shrine and it rots?
That's not what happens.
They leave it there while they do their chants and prayers, and then they take it back home.
They steal it back?
No. When it's sitting there, the gods... feed on the essence of the offering.
So everyone gets to eat.
Ah, now that is sensible recycling.
Oh, yeah. Celestial Recycling has been around for a long time.
Bunny reappeared from wherever she had been, and she and Dominique went off to spend a night on the town. It was still early evening when Dominique joined us in the cafe. She came in all excited.
We saw one.
One what?
One of them.
Are you certain?
I was with Bunny. She saw it first.
When?
Saw what?
Early this evening, when it was getting dark. We were walking down Rue Martinez. It's a very narrow street with 2 3-story buildings. I saw a shop that sold antiques. I was looking through the window when I felt something pass very close. It felt like static electricity. My hair went fizzy.
Do you see it?
No.
Did you feel it?
Yes. What is it?
Over there. Do you see?
No.
See? It's moving.
I don't see.
There. Where I'm pointing? Do you see?
No.
Now it's moving.
Oh, yes. There's a kind of a rippling, like something...
fuzzy. Do you see?
Well, maybe.
It's like a fuzzy cocoon. It's hovering.
Oh, yes.
You can see it?
I think so.
See how it just floats?
Is it like... fuzzy and oval?
Yes, that's it.
We followed it up the street. Sometimes it blended in with the buildings and I'd lose it, but Bunny saw it clearly. When it would pass through light coming from a window, then I couldn't see it at all.
You said it looked like a cocoon?
It was like a fuzzy egg, only more elongated.
But Bunny felt it was bestowing blessings.
That's what she said, yes.
You saw only one?
I think one was enough.
What are we talking about?
The fuzzy one.
What fuzzy one?
It was Bunny. She called it that. I can't see it now. Can you?
Just barely.
But where is it going? The street ends down at the bay.
It's moving out across the water. Now I don't see it.
Bunny had seen them before.
More than one?
That's what she said.
Was it scary?
Yes, of course. It was like a spirit.
I assume they're from the Ghost Islands. Right, Claudine?
Yes, they are.
So the islands are inhabited, but by what? Spooks?
Bunny said they are something other than spirits.
Look, what's the deal, Claudine?
I'm going back to the boat. I need to be alone. Salut.
God, I would give anything if I could get just one straight answer.
Maybe Claudine is protecting you.
From what? The truth?
We are not always ready for the truth.
Well, I sure as hell am.